Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope that you are well. Last time we opened the week with Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. This is another time for us to meet together, and let's pray before we return to the book of Job at chapter 35. If you are a person of prayer, join with me. If not, just listen in. Father, our loving God, we thank you for this day and this night. Whatever time this is, and wherever in the world we find ourselves, I pray that we will bless you. We will magnify you. Be magnified, O God. We extol you. We glorify you. We worship you. I pray that you will be worshiped in our nation, in our city, and in our town and village. Be worshiped all the world over, because you are the only God. You are worthy of our worship and our praise. We repent of our sin of idol worship, and we give you first place. We are sorry that we have lifted the athlete, the singer, the movie star, and our favorite person above you. We are sorry that we have idolized ourselves in our pride. We have made much of our title, our position, our money, our homes, our cars, and our extravagant lifestyles. We have ignored you. We have not done that which you have commanded that we do. Today we bow in reverence for you, and we ask that you forgive us our sins through Christ Jesus. May we magnify and exalt you. We pray for the people of this world who do not serve Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We pray for the men, the women, and the children who have rejected him. We pray for those who have never heard of Jesus and his love. And we ask that you, by your sovereign hand, will drag even these people to Jesus Christ. We were all once like they are now, separate and apart from Christ and without hope in this sin-sick world. And look what you did for us, how great a salvation from sin. We love these whom we pray for, but we acknowledge that you love them more. Nobody loves us more than you do with perfect love. So we pray that you will expand your kingdom on this earth in these days. For the godly, everything looks real bad down here. Evil is unleashed in our world, God, but remind us powerfully that you are the ruler yet. To quote this hymn, this song I love, "This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King. Let the heavens ring. God reigns. Let the earth be glad." Indeed, you reign and you rule. Let us be glad. We pray that we will not get discouraged, that we will not give up doing your will, obeying you, but that we will eagerly await the coming of our King Jesus. We look for you, Jesus. And in the meantime, we will tell everyone we know, everyone we meet, the gospel, your good news of sending Jesus to die for our sins, to redeem us, to rescue us from this evil world. Rescue more people today, we pray. Amen. It is good to pray together, isn't it? Prayer is a privilege and an honor. And we run into prayer now more than ever as we witness what is going on all around us. Well, Job was a man who had a dynamic relationship with God in a real place called Uz. And in that ancient land, we meet him again as he quietly listens to a godly friend named Elihu. We come now to Job chapter 35, which is still in Act 2, scene 10. If you have your Bible with you, please turn or scroll to Job chapter 35. Speaking of prayer, Elihu continues to speak, and he makes some insightful, wise comments on unanswered prayer. Why, in the midst of suffering, does God not answer our prayers? That's a good question, and I hear it all the time. Of course, I personally have asked this myself. Well, what we need to know about Job at this stage in his story is that he's turned bitter and resentful towards God. Bitterness, we struggle with that also. Resentment, we have it. To get bitter is to be very disappointed at being treated unfairly. And resentment is anger because we think that we have been treated unfairly. Let me say that again. To get bitter is to be very disappointed at being treated unfairly. And resentment is anger because we think we have been treated unfairly. Well, Job feels this way about God. His attitude is, how come God does not answer my prayers? Elihu the Wise, maybe that is what we should call him from now on, Elihu the Wise, has the correct answer for Job. In chapter 35, and I wish we had more time here, Elihu says, God does care deeply about Job and his suffering, but Job must trust God to act when God is ready to act. There is nothing we can do to speed along Almighty God. Second, Job must therefore wait on the Lord. And third, and this is big, Job must understand that his pride is the reason that God will not answer his prayers. Well, on this last point, maybe we are glad we do not have much time. Usually, we are not interested in talking about our own problems with the sin of pride. But let me be concise as I take us on a quick walk through this chapter. Let's begin with this first point. Elihu says, God does care about you, Job, but there is nothing you can do to hurry God along. I am reading Job chapter 35, verses 4 through 7. I will answer you and your friends with you. Look at the heavens and see, and behold the clouds. They are higher than you. If you have sinned, what do you accomplish against him? And if your transgressions are many, what do you do to him? If you are righteous, what do you give to him, or what does he receive from your hand? That was Job 35, verses 4 through 7. Elihu says, look up to sovereign God. God does whatever God pleases, and he does it in his time. When we sin, and if when we do not sin, when we are unrighteous and when we are righteous, none of this affects God's timeline in his plan for us. We're going to talk more about the sovereignty of God coming up, so remember the hint of this doctrine, this teaching here. This is Elihu's first point, and the second is this. What Job needs to do is to wait on the Lord. God's timing is not our timing, so we wait. That is as clear as day in verse 14b, and by B, I mean the second half of the verse. I'm reading now in Job chapter 35, verse 14b, when Elihu advises, the case is before God, and you must wait for him. Job 35, verse 14b. Like Job, we get very impatient with God, and this is especially true in the midst of our trials. We can become very demanding of our Heavenly Father. I want an answer, and I want it now. What is taking you so long? Come on, God, hurry up. You said to pray, and I am praying. Jesus said, ask, seek, knock, and that is exactly what I am doing. And on this point, we may be tempted to say to Elihu, yes, wait, I get it, but wait for how long? Exactly how much longer must I wait for God? Well, can I let you in on a little secret? I hope this will just be kept between you and me. Shh, come here. Here is a secret. I constantly struggle with this in my prayer life. You won't tell anyone, will you? Yes, regularly. I think God is too slow. Why does he not answer my prayers more quickly? What is he waiting for? And then I feel God is testing me again, asking me to just trust him. He will answer prayer in his time. But if I am not careful, then a spirit of bitterness and resentment rises up in me. Well, God, I am here, standing by. Where are you? Maybe prayer is not that effective after all. How come you have deserted me now, of all times now? I think I have been treated unfairly. I get disappointed in God. Well, this real attitude in me, I'm just being honest, speaks to Elihu's third point to Job. Elihu might as well be speaking directly to Mark Swallow. And maybe to you as well. Elihu tells Job that his pride is the reason God will not answer his prayers. Ouch. Again. Look down at your Bible as I read Job chapter 35, verses 12 to 14. There they cry out, but God does not answer because of the pride of evil men. Surely God will not listen to an empty cry, nor will the Almighty regard it. How much less when you say you do not behold him? The case is before God, and you must wait for him. That was Job 35, 12 to 14. Because we are prideful, because we do not approach God in genuine humility, he does not answer our prayers. The Bible says that God hates pride, Proverbs 6, 17. God resists the proud, James 4, 6. Proverbs 6, 17 and James 4, 6. Read those scriptures. I'll tell you that pride creeps up within me. I am a prideful man. Oh yes, there is a lot of I, and me, and me in me. That's pride. That is self-sufficiency. That is too much self-reliance. And that is my secret, my confession to you. Pastors are often the most prideful people in the church. And pride is also a very common sin among other spiritual leaders in churches, such as elders and deacons. And Elihu's point stings. As a result of our pride, God does not answer our prayers. Well, just before you are critical of me, let me ask you, is there any pride in you? Think on that, and we'll pick up here again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.